Acapella is hot. Pitch Perfect 2 comes out in May, the follow-up to 2012's surprise movie hit about college acapella groups.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. It ain't about the, cha-ching, cha-ching. Not about the, yeah, ba-bling, ba-bling. Want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
Then there's Pentatonix. They have one of the biggest selling albums of 2014 and just won a Grammy for this performance. One more time. The Pentatonix homage to the group Daft Punk. In 2011, Pentatonix won season 3 of the a cappella singing competition, The Sing-Off. Here's one of the finalists from the most recent season, The Exchange.
I'll be your light, your match, your burning sun. I'll be the bright and black that's making you run. And we'll feel all right, yeah, we'll feel all right. Cause we'll work it out, yeah, we'll work it out. I'll be doing this if you ever doubt.
And now we tie all of these things together because The Exchange and Sing-Off contestants Street Corner Symphony and Voice Play are on a national tour. Deke Sharon directed the tour. He's the vocal producer for The Sing-Off and both Pitch Perfect films. Who better to get our a cappella on with? Deke Sharon joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, Robin.
Can I just say, you are way too happy. is part of that that you are your singer as well and that you're surrounded
yes,
by this?
That's right. They've done all kinds of studies and written books about what makes you happy. And one of the main things is singing. And frankly, all of our ancestors used to sing at the end of the day, around the campfire, at the end of a hunt, or 100 years ago. If you wanted to listen to music, you made music yourself. And for some reason now, because of recordings, because of who knows what, people have stopped singing, and it's really unfortunate.
Well, but it's obviously so popular on college campuses, and The Sing-Off debuted in 2009, and it continues. It was produced as a holiday show in December. The winners, the Melodors from Vanderbilt University. Here's a little of their performance of Hozier's Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog.
First of all, a cappella now, when you're singing an a cappella group on a college campus, you're like a rock star. These groups are often much bigger deal than the fraternities and the football teams, and it's really so much fun. And then when they have an opportunity to come on television, something about it being a guy in a college a cappella group, you just don't care that much. So they have this wanton, reckless abandon in front of the cameras that's really refreshing. I think that's a large part of why the Melodors won this year.
And the women go too. They just go all out. So what does it mean that you're a vocal producer?
Whatever it takes, helping to find the groups, coach the groups, arrange for the groups. And I mean, there's a lot of psychology and emotion. Sometimes it's like marriage counseling behind the scenes because you can't create harmony unless you have harmony within the group.
Well, we hear the Melodors can't do all the tour dates because they have academic commitments. But you have some previous season groups. There's Street Corner Symphony and Voice Play. Here's a little of the two groups jamming on the song Don't.
I met this girl late last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. Right in a week later return. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. Give my time 2 or 3 nights. Then I
just great. You know, you said marriage counseling. I'm imagining by the time these groups get to this stage and then get to go on tour, they've worked out some of the ego issues that have to be worked out when, as you said, people have to have harmony.
But that's exactly right.
Do they? Or I was going to say, maybe not. Maybe there's, you know, still issues of who gets to be soloist.
Honestly, you just can't be a jerk and sing in an a cappella group long term. They self-select out. There's just too much give and take that happens musically and interpersonally in an a cappella group. So by the time these groups make the show, they are really good friends. It's a sense of family. So that's why I joke a little bit about marriage counseling, because sometimes they know each other almost too well. And there are occasional bumps that need to be smoothed out. But for the most part, there's just a lot of love, and not just within groups, between groups.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What about Pitch Perfect? When you say you can't be a jerk, this was just such a huge hit and an unexpected one, except maybe by people like you who know how popular a cappella is. It starred Anna Kendrick. We've played this before. Let's play it again. Here's her hit moment from Pitch Perfect, the song known as Cups.
I got my ticket for the long way round, two bottle of whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
And Deke Sharon, when we spoke with Anna recently about her musical film, The Last 5 Years, which we highly recommend, she said she felt like there was a resurgence of interest in musicals right now. The Tumblr kids are the musical kids. Your thoughts on that?
The fact of the matter is, so much in music now has become mechanized. There's almost robotic tuning and lots of synthesizers. And so I think the resurgence in musicals is probably running alongside the resurgence in a cappella, and the interest in just the human voice and the connection that people feel when they hear someone singing from the heart.
You ran an a cappella boot camp to help the actresses in Pitch Perfect, each one, get in shape. What do they have to do?
The bottom line is a cappella is extremely complicated. And with 10 actresses in the Bellas, they were singing 10-part harmony, which does not necessarily just flow from your voice. So, we'd work on their vocal range. We'd work on them singing all these complex sounds and working on blend. And by the end of the month, they were ready. And we recorded them right there in the production offices, mixed their voices together, and then they lip-synced to themselves when they were shooting the movie.
Yeah. So Pitch Perfect 2 coming, but we have to ask you about something from the first film. The mashup of two songs that kind of go together. It was a radical idea at the time. This is the selection that combined Bruno Mars' Just the Way You Are and Nelly's Just a Dream. Let's listen. And then Deke Sharon, everybody's doing mashups.
That's right.
Have they run their course? And what's the next thing?
If I knew the next thing, I'd be a millionaire. No, I don't think that mashups necessarily have completely run the course, because for the longest time there have been different medleys, and now that we're calling them mashups, it feels somewhat fresh. But honestly, you can go back to listening to some of those great old Rat Pack arrangements and different cool symphonic arrangements where one song will be overlaid into another. So it's really not new. It's just packaging.
When you say Rat Pack, did you just make a reference to Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra?
I did. And frankly, some of the fun of seeing an a cappella group live harkens back to those days where you have a bunch of singers on stage joking with each other and bantering back and forth. That character is very much the character of contemporary a cappella.
Do you tell young people that? And do they say, who?
Well, I usually use really current songs to get young singers involved and interested in a cappella. I call it the gateway drug. And then once they've found their way in through Hozier or Bruno Mars, then you start, trickling in a little bit here are the Beatles. And then before long, you're back to Monteverdi and Palestrina, Bach and Beethoven. Because frankly, all music is the same thing. It's human expression. And there's a lot of great historic a cappella for everyone to enjoy.
Deke Sharon, vocal producer and arranger for The Sing-Off, director of The Sing-Off Tour, and also vocal producer for both Pitch Perfect films. The new one comes out in May. Can't wait. Deke Sharon, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Robin. Thank you so much for having me.
A troop of strolling players are we. Not stars like L.B. Mayers are we.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, just Sammy Davis Jr. with Cole Porter's We Open in Venice. It's Here Now.
Dispensing falderal frivolity. Mere folk who give distraction are we.
New theater give attraction are we.
Oh, shut up, Sam.
But just a crazy group that never ceases to troop around the map of life.